morning. It's time for The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, August 6th, 2019. We have 17 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have north winds 5 to 10 knots gusting to 15, so it could be a bit windy on the beach today, on the ocean beach. Wind waves from the north, 3 feet high at 4 seconds apart. Northwest swells 2 feet at 7 seconds and patchy drizzle early in the morning. And today we're going to talk about the Buoy 10 fishery, which is happening right now as of the beginning of this month out near the mouth of the river. Yesterday I interviewed Captain Dan Jordan. He is a Columbia River bar pilot, all about some of the hazards that ships and boats face during a time when there were so many small vessels on the river in an area where big ships go through. So we're going to talk a little bit about it. I did an interview with him yesterday. We're going to be talking this week some more about that, about safety when you are a small boat and there's a big ship in your area. So in your immediate vicinity, as happens quite frequently at this time of year on the river. So we'll talk about that in just a minute. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. Who's coming and going on the river? We have 4 inbounders. We have 9 in the Astoria anchorage, including the Rice Island anchorage. We have 4 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Poplar Arrow. She's arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia, headed for Vancouver, Washington, for the anchorage there. But she'll ultimately be heading to the port of Portland to pick up a cargo of soda ash. She will pass Astoria around 5:30 a.m., so you might see her in Vancouver by about 11:30 this morning. The Medi Newport is arriving from Japan, headed for the Rice Island anchorage. She'll pass Astoria around 7:30 a.m., or did, and is headed for the Rice Island anchorage. Should be there, maybe within half an hour or so. It takes quite a while to get along on the river because vessels, compared to cars, move very slowly. So she might have glided past Astoria within around 7:30 and will shortly be in that Rice Island area. So she should be up there now if all went as planned. The Global Passion is arriving from Seattle, headed for Astoria's anchorage. She'll ultimately be headed to the port of Portland upriver to pick up potash, but she will arrive in Astoria's anchorage around 8:30 a.m. So those ships that I just mentioned could already be out there, unless something happened to slow them down. Could be weather out at sea. It's kind of murky and a bit hazy here, cloudy and foggy. We're entering a season of fog on the river, at least. So if there's fog out on the ocean, ships slow down because they have to watch for other vessels, and it's just a good, prudent thing to do. So that could delay the arrival of some of these vessels. It's just one example of the kinds of things that can delay ships. Next inbound is the Rich Future, arriving from Japan, headed for Astoria's anchorage. She'll be coming in, probably arriving there in the early afternoon, around 12:30 or 1. In the Astoria anchorage already, we have the African Harrier headed to Longview today to pick up wheat. She left around 6:30 a.m., probably arriving in Longview by 10. The Eye Evolution finally headed to Vancouver. She's been out there for over a week to pick up wheat. She'll be leaving around 11 a.m. You might see her in Vancouver by 5 p.m. The Global Passion is headed for Vancouver. She's going to the anchorage, and she'll be picking up potash at the port of Portland. She will leave around 3 p.m. from our anchorage here and arrive in Vancouver probably by about 9 p.m. Awaiting orders still anchored there offshore in the Astoria anchorage, the Endurance SW, the Serenity C, the Blue Bosphorus 7, the Emerald Strait, the Frontier Leader, and the Maria. And the Maria is up at the Rice Island anchorage, which is just kind of at the upper end, the upriver end of the Astoria anchorage. There's another official anchorage area there that is on the north side of the channel, a little bit opposite Tongue Point and upriver a teeny bit. And our outbounders, the Iberian bulkers heading out of Calama, corn, soy, or wheat are the likely cargoes there, leaving around noontime, passing Astoria outbound, then around 5. The American Freedom is heading out of Portland, petroleum on board, leaving around noon, passing Astoria around 6 p.m. The Spirit of Sea Trek is leaving Calama with wheat on board, leaving around 12:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 5:30 p.m. The Jules Point is leaving Longview carrying petcoke. She's leaving there at about 1:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound then at about 5 p.m. Well, the Buoy 10 fishery, always a time that people who love to fish like to go out there in small boats and go fishing. It does prevent some hazards because of all that enthusiasm for fishing, sometimes presents problems. So there's an opportunity for conflict between big ships and small boats. And so yesterday I had just a wonderful opportunity to talk to someone from an organization I really admire, people I really admire, the Columbia River Bar Pilots. Captain Dan Jordan, he is a Columbia River Bar Pilot, came into the studio yesterday, and I interviewed him all about the Buoy 10 fishery and the safety issues and other issues that are there when you have a big ship and lots of small boats. And he showed me something very interesting. He showed me a radar scan, a screen capture of a radar scan of the river from a ship. And the small boats just looked like small dots. They were like birds, or they were just many of them dotting the areas on both sides of the channel and even in the channel. So it's important for you as a boater, if you're going out there in a small boat, to just understand the physics of the situation, as it were. Big ship, small boat, you can sort of use your common sense and see who would win in an altercation there. But let's hear a bit from my interview with Captain Dan Jordan. You're a bar pilot and you're on a ship. What are you seeing out there?
Yeah, so as I'm on a ship approaching the concentration of recreational fishers, there could be hundreds of boats out there, and it's just a speckle of dots in front of me. But you know, they all have people on them, so yeah, there's a lot of concern. Are they going to get out of the way or not?
So there's a big safety issue here, and it may seem really obvious, but why can't you just turn away from the little boats?
Yeah, that's a good question. If there was only one, I could. But with as many as there are, if I turn for one, I'm very likely turning into 20 others.
And there's only so much room that you have as a big deep draft vessel.
The channel itself is only 600 feet wide.
Ah, okay.
And the ships can be 700 feet long. So, you know, you can't turn around in the channel.
That's right.
And they're very heavy, 50, 60,000 tons. So slowing them down or turning them is a really slow evolution.
So stopping them is not really an option. And it would take a long time to stop anyway, even if you could.
It does take time to stop. A lot of times it isn't an option. But even if it is, as close as these boats are to us, there's no way we could stop in time.
So that was Columbia River Bar Pilot Captain Dan Jordan. He's been working on the river for many years here. And every year around this Buoy 10 season, it's just nerve-wracking for the pilots, because what they don't want to happen is for anyone to be injured. But people get really tenacious when they have a fish on the line and they don't want to let go of it. And so there's a lot of hazard there. So we will talk more about this. I have more of an interview to share with you, and we'll hear more tomorrow and over the next few days about this. But one of the things that I found really intriguing that I just don't think about it all that much, but, you know, pilots have told me that generally that once a ship leaves from upriver, so the outbound ships especially, are loaded with cargo. They're very heavy. They have a lot of momentum. And when they get going, it's hard to stop them to begin with. Now we're on a river with downriver current. And so say if you have a fully loaded vessel on an ebb coming downriver, it really just can't stop. It's just too much, too many forces in place there. But the other thing is they can't turn around. That had slipped my mind. An 800-foot ship in a 600-foot wide channel, a ship can't just make a U-turn if something is in front of it. So that is just plain physics, the physics of ships and the restrictions of a channel, the channel that we have here on the Columbia for those large, heavy, deep-draft vessels. We'll talk more tomorrow about this. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. And thanks so much to Captain Dan Jordan for coming into the studio yesterday. Have a great day.